Everyone who gets married, they have a period called the honeymoon period. Right? Honeymoon period, if you don't know what it is, it brings a lot of smiles to your face. Okay? It's the best period that you've got of your mashallah, alhamdulillah. Everything's so wonderful. You look at her, you just see smiles and, you know, and she looks at you and it's all about, oh, this can just get better and better, right? Now, there comes a day when that honeymoon period, it's over. I'm going to ask you guys, right? If your honeymoon period, if you're married and your honeymoon period lasted for 6 months, like 100, like basically everything's hunky-dory, everything's really happy. If you last for 6 months or more, put your hands up. Hands up. My God, you guys are so depressed over here, man. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I don't see one single hand up. What's wrong? For anyone, if it lasted for a month or more, put your hands up. La hawla, I'm only getting 2-3 hands. Yo, what do you guys do, man? I'm not saying honeymoon as in like you go on holiday for a month. I know you guys haven't left England yet. I'm not talking about that. I'm actually talking about your good days when you're like, you know, all very nice and happy. My God, I only see 2 hands, man. You guys, what? You're starting to fight from the first day or something? Now, let me ask seriously, come on. You know those happy days in the beginning of marriage? If you have had those happy days, hands up. Come on. Mashallah, that's good. Now you're being honest. Now you're being honest, right? Good. Anyone's honeymoon period lasted for a year or more? Put your hands up. Mashallah, good, good, good. That's good, that's good. Okay, now look. It can last for a long time. Now, one day, what you're going to do is one day you're going to wake up and you are going to have some kind of argument or some kind of disagreement with your spouse. It's natural. It's going to happen. I'm going to ask a question right now. Anyone who's basically been married for more than 1 year and never had a single argument with their wife or their husband, put your hands up right now. No one? No one, okay? Actually, can you see that, right? Can you see that? There's going to be some kind of thing. I actually asked this question in the other talks that I did, and one guy put his hand up, right? One guy, and I said, this was just yesterday or something, and it looked like an elderly figure, and I said, brother, how long have you been married? He goes, 20 years. I go, you've never had an argument ever? He goes, tura, tura. A little bit. I'll call, well, brother, you can't put your hand up, right? You've had some kind of argument, right? Come on. You can't claim that. Anyway, there's another person who put their hand up. There's a woman from the background. She put the hand up. I said, sister, do you speak the same language as your husband? Do you live in the same country? Like, or is it through Zoom? Basically, you know, you get these situations where it can happen for a year. It can happen for less or more. But alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik. May Allah bless all of you. May Allah give you long periods of happiness. Say ameen. Right, but it's not going to always last. Now, what happens is, this is the truth. It's truth, because most of you never put your hands up, right? It's not going to last. I'm going to let me give you a story. And this story is going to tell you how to keep your marriage lasting nice for a long period of time. Okay? Without any arguments. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, he was married for 40 years. He was about 60 years old when his wife passed away. He cried. And his disciple said, Imam, why are you crying? He said, I've had a marriage with my wife for 40 years, and we never had a single argument. A single argument. They said, how? He said, when we got married, I took it on myself, and I said to my wife that if you're ever, you know, mad at me, or you're kind of angry at me, and you're saying things I don't like, I'm going to take it on me to stay quiet until you've calmed down. And then we'll speak. And if I ever get mad at you, and if I say things to you that you don't like, you're going to take it on yourself to stay quiet and zip yourself up until I calm down, and then we talk nicely. This is the recipe to make sure that you have a nice marriage. Inshallah. Say inshallah. La ilaha illallah.